Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host. Today is Friday. Before we do that, I'd like to do a little bit of housekeeping things that they say. First, in the song you just heard, I Am Who I Am, is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark and Rachel Grace and herself. You can find that song at TrueTrinity.com. TrueTrinity.com. Get the
participate in conversation, even though the show is over and the chat room has closed, because that's what happens. If you're in the chat room, they show your comments will not carry over unless you do go over to the Facebook group. However, if there are over there, we'll check in during the week too. When I do have guests, I do ask them to check over in the chat room as well during the week if there's anything new going on over there. Let's see, what else do we have? I think that's going to be pretty much it for the housekeeping thing. Realized I had something on Purpose Talk Radio that that conversation, but I have no idea how it got there. It got uploaded to the wrong place. How very interesting. We'll be deleting that that post really quickly because it's in the wrong place. Anyway, okay. Radio is typically and always about living your purpose. And, you know, the thing is that what we have here is your purpose can be very simple, you know, maybe cutting lawns, maybe shoveling snow when it comes to that time of the year. However, there's other people that live their purpose through being CEOs of major companies. There's anything and everything in between. Every day we live our purpose just by getting up and being a part of community, family, life, whatever. All of that is about living your purpose. And in any moment and at any time, your purpose can change. If you're with family, your purpose might be as a mother, a father, a child, a sister, a brother, pet keeper, any number of things. So it's on and on. If you are at work, you can be the boss, you can be the employee, you can be the person who stays after or works overtime, you can be the person who comes in early. All of that is serving your purpose as well. So, purpose means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And whatever it however you are living your purpose, if you'd like to share that with others, you can do so by being a part of this show. You need to have people share how they came to know what their purpose is, how they came to achieve it, and maybe a thing or two that others can do to be able to achieve their purpose as well. If you'd like to be on our show, you can send me an email to Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share with our community that you think will help them find their purpose, live their purpose, you're welcome to send an email about that and to talk about from marketing packages. And then, of course, this show is brought to you each week by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel agency specializing in accommodations for those that have special needs, as well as group and individual travel domestically and abroad, traditional places as well. Okay, so today is about water. And there's a couple things that are brought to mind. One is kind of funny, but I was working read a book this week. And water is a really big part of a book. And it kind of became funny to me about all the different things and different ways that a gardener, per se, you know, they heal water and plants, week. It was one of our discussions when I stopped by a church talking about the various planets and how much water they need. And so I've got to be repotted to soils, types just washed away, food watering, you know, all of this. It was kind of funny as I listened to it, was part of it. Okay, yeah, whatever. You know what? You guys have agreed from. I don't. I know a piece of millet kind of droop when it needs water, and then I water it, and it comes back and says, thank you very much. Well, I get a piece of millet, and it's gotten so hot in this harvest this summer that the water didn't make a difference. So the other thing is, water is very cleansing and purifying. There are people who, in various religious circles, use water for baptism. Ritual as part of their spiritual services. They mix water and wine for various services in the Catholic Church. They use water to wash their hands during service, cleansing. Some use water as they walk in the door, baptismal font, holy water font. People go to the Holy Land and collect special holy water. All purifying, cleansing thoughts from water. Also as part of that, of course, we need to drink water. You know, I've heard theories, everything from 32 ounces a day up to half your weight in ounces, a lot of water, and I don't do that. I'm not, until it's summer, I really didn't drink water at all. This summer, I've been carrying water and ice water with me almost all the time, just to be able to have a beverage to be cool and all that. It's kind of interesting, because normally I would prefer sodas. Although I do love iced tea, especially if it's not sweetened and not have all kinds of stuff in it. I wish I could make sun tea more often, put it outside with the sun's rays. Heat up and create the beverage that I want. But neighborhood, I wouldn't dare because I'd be afraid somebody put something in it and have to sit out with it or something and have to possibly do it. But, you know, water is refreshing. We use it to clean our cars, our windows, the sides of our houses. We use it to clean our hands, clean our mouth, brush our teeth, shower. Water is cleansing. I think water is one of the most versatile elements that we have. A word that we can toss around. These people have said we are losing the water content on this earth. There are others that say we never will because it's always replaced with rain. There's others that say no because of what we've done to our environment. We don't get as much rain every year, and therefore there is no way to replenish what we're losing. This year, Arizona's gotten nailed with water. There's a lot of rain, and it's done some damage because people there don't anticipate the rainstorms that came through. Going to be living. And, you know, they have problems because, you know, they're not there to take care of the damage that the water did in the area. So somebody else had to take care of that for them because there was flooding and storms in Arizona in the Phoenix area. The Louisiana, again, it seems to be a yearly broadcast about the damaging water for some place in Louisiana, very often New Orleans, this year in other areas. The levees, they just flood because the rain comes down so fast and there's no place for it to go. But not only can it be cleansing, it can be damaging. If we get too much water, our system actually can reject it. Our organs can do some weird stuff if they don't know how to react the water out of our system. These people have to have dialysis because their system eliminate the water and the fluids correctly. And they have to limit their water intake. They have to actually measure it every day. And it's not just water, it's fluids in general for them. You know, how much juice, even, you know, some sauces and things that are really water-based, that all have to be counted as fluid, liquid, and water for them. Again, be washed through with dialysis. If anybody else has anything to say and put into this, I'd appreciate you. You know, if you want to give us a call at 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. Now, you know, we have sports and activities that involve water. We saw a lot of that this summer with the Olympics.
Swimming, bowling, college. If anybody doesn't know what college is, you're going to have to go to online. You want to that small vocabulary on thing. It would be a college tournament in the in California next summer. So you can take a look at that, what that actually means. I'll get today. Before we're done, I'll give you the website. But, you know, things of this water pool, swimming, so there's just people that water meditation. And of course, we have nature in general. Waterfalls, babbling brooks, and lakes, rivers, and just the rain itself. And to me, some of that is so very refreshing. And it's an area that I thrive in. So, you know, what meditation that I did in my session with Ann Wonder of Wonder Smith Coaching. You know, we're looking at last week for changing our story. And you know, this week water came to mind very much. And ceremony. That's a cool way when it cooled down. The water. You give water to the animals so they can cool down. Get refreshed by all of you. So, water is the source of nature. And like I said, I think it's one of the biggest and the most major elements that we have. Now, sure, air is no doubt about that. But today, you know, air is necessary to get it simply by breathing. For most of us to get water, we have to get it. Yet it comes out very easily. Stems out of daily. It comes out as we cry. It's very emotion. And have a like happening in our mind. Some of us just leak at the drop of a hat. And I'm one of them. So it can happen. Yeah, good on that, I guess. It just is. It's fact. I just try to go with it. Somebody else is crying. If somebody compliments me, you certainly how is it going? So I think, you know, for today, just because it hasn't found my voice. Well, let me give you that website, that's Quelch, like that. Oh, Quelch, you don't know what it is. Okay. Well, you're gonna have to find the book on the site and on Zoom. Oh, Peter Swift dimension too. But Quelch. Animals, much like people, have their idiosyncrasies, have their favorites, have their fears. Some people fear water, some people have fear. And my family growing up, my dad made sure we could swim at a very young age. However, my mom didn't take so many lessons, but we were actually, I think I was in college. We're up in Florida back here. Southern, she'd paddle around with her mom, she'd ride on a raft, get a kickboard or something. But very seldom would she actually swim or be so excited about water. And yet, as a kid, you know, I learned at a young age, and I wasn't as often as they would let me go in. Of course, as a little kid, you can't go in it alone. Not supposed to, even as an adult. As an adult, they let me go in a little more often. And they just they look out their window, the bedroom window, make them okay. Have to stay in the shallow water or whatever, run around. But if I had water running, maybe it is just natural now. So thank you. I love waterfalls. It's the bottom of damage. But it's like everything. How do we look at it? What can we find when we have no purpose? What can we find in it? So, as we talk about water, and if you'd like to make a conversation about it, if I'm needing more than one other voice. Some reason. Some cop. And I won't even acknowledge that. Just at least acknowledge that as far as that. I can't hold a selfie. I have all the words. That's very profound.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment. Fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment. Fulfilling my own destiny. I am.